Hello and welcome back to Have I Got Lemons For You. We took a brief break over the winter period, but now we're back. Today we have our regular, Max. How are you doing, Max?
I'm good, thank you. It's nice to be back.
Yes, and nice to have some... Yes, he's never coming back. Nice to have some good weather as well. And joining Max today, we have Liz, the deputy sub-editor and webmaster of The Lemon Press.
Hello.
Doing well?
Yeah, I suppose. And I've not been beaten up by anyone, so...
Oh, that's good. That's an improvement on something. and on the other team, we have Charlie.
I'm back again.
Yes, he's crawled back from the pub.
Yeah, I'm a guy and I'm here. And Felipe isn't, so... But Felipe's here for another academic year, I'm not, so...
Yes, we're making the most of you, yes, whilst we still have you. And you're now podcast trained as well.
Indeed I am.
Yes.
Thanks to the University of York.
And joining Charlie today, making her first appearance on the show, we have Finola, the secretary of The Lemon Press.
Hello, thank you for having me. Thanks for inviting me.
No worries. Feeling good today?
What? Yeah, feeling great. Feeling good. It's been a long day, guys, I'm sorry. It's been a long day.
Oh, why?
Just, I had a supervisor meeting today.
Oh, yeah.
Not relating to my dissertation, just a general supervisor catch-up thing.
Uh-huh.
And that reminded me that it is third year. Things are scary.
The end is nigh.
The end is nigh.
Moving swiftly on to the national news round. For Charlie and Finola, which formerly quite high-profile figure was arrested recently?
Andrew Mountbatten Windsor.
Yes. Do you know what he was arrested for specifically?
He was arrested for sharing stuff from the Epstein files to something to do with UK trade envoys, something around.
Yeah, he was accused of sharing confidential information to Mr. Epstein,
mm-hmm.
noted New York financier. And Do you remember exactly when he was arrested? I can't remember the day. It was quite recently.
It was on his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Because people were making memes of Pizza Express in Woking having decorations, but no one there.
Oh, but that is a shame.
If LBC callers are to be believed, he was actually arrested for just having a social life like the rest of us.
Oh, I remember you sent that to me.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
19th of February.
Yeah, thank you, yeah. And he spent his, as you mentioned, he spent his 66th birthday in a cell. Did you guys see that photo of him afterwards as well in the car?
Yes. I mean, who didn't, when he's like leaning backwards.
A group of people put it in the loo.
Yeah, I saw that. That did make me laugh, actually. Because I feel like that's one of those things that will get under his skin. And I think that should be prioritised above everything else. Who else has been arrested for similar things?
Peter Mandelson.
Yes.
Because allegedly he was going to go to the British Virgin Islands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently that was completely fictitious.
Well, that's anyway, what he says.
At least thought it was enough to arrest him.
Yeah. Apparently the Speaker of the House of Commons, Lindsay Hoyle, like passed some info over.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I mean, I don't even know what he would have, like a text from Peter Mandelson saying, oh, I'm going to the British Virgin Islands.
No,
or
apparently he was on the British Virgin Islands and people were going, oh, Mandelson's coming, let's prepare stuff. And he was like, oh, he like snitched, basically.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh,
I literally found this out before coming on.
Wow. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me because Lindsay Hall does like, he does like a freebie.
A freebie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like
where in the story has he got a freebie?
He's probably got a freebie flight to the British Virgin Islands using taxpayers' money.
Probably, yeah.
I would guess.
Got Andrew's room he was going to stay in. Not Andrew Mandelson.
As a politician, he'd almost be stupid if he didn't get a freebie on the taxpayer.
Yeah.
That's kind of the entire point of the job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty much at this point. What other action has the government taken about the Mandelson stuff specifically? Or at least have promised to take?
Other than throwing people under the bus, essentially, so that he doesn't have to resign. I have no idea.
Aren't they passing a law to kick him out the House of Lords or something?
Yeah, so they're saying that they're going to pass a law to be able to strip people of their titles because there's another... I don't know his name. There's something to do with another member of the House of Lords got exposed for doing something or other nasty. Labour recently appointed, can't remember his name. And also they would like to use it for Andrew's already has it taken, actually, now that I think of it.
And they're talking about removing him from the line of succession. And it doesn't even matter, does it?
No, I was on the phone to my mum talking about this and I was saying how there would have to be so many deaths to get to Andrew.
It's like, so much effort for something that's so performative.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see that, wasn't it Anthony Albanese?
Oh, yeah.
Sent a letter to Keir saying we need to remove his position in the line of succession.
Didn't he cross out, like, Keir Starmer and just put, Dear Keir?
Oh, my God.
It was something like that.
I can imagine that, to be honest.
But, no, and...
Yeah, unlikely, but still ceremonially important that they do remove him. I mean, technically, it's still possible.
I mean, there would have to be a hideous accident.
Yeah.
From very, very, very low to pretty much nothing.
Are Catholics still forbidden from becoming king? Because if so, we could just make him convert to Catholicism.
Are they forbidden?
I know they were at some point. I'm not sure if they removed that.
Well, because James II did become king, didn't he? But he was forced out afterwards. Yeah. I imagine that's probably where it originates from, to be honest. Anyway, yeah, I mean, the whole thing, that's just a load of rubbish, isn't it?
I mean, removing him from the line of succession, he's already, you know, been dealt quite a severe punishment. He's been downgraded, guys. He's moving into a house with just his chef and valet now.
Do you know what else? He's not allowed to ride horses anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Is he not?
No, I just found out about this before coming on the show. He's
1984.
Yeah, 1984.
Why is he not allowed to ride horses?
Because it would seem, what was it, something along the lines of, like, it would be weird for him to be all, like, jolly and happy on a horse because horse riding is one of his favourite activities.
Oh.
And considering the circumstances right now, they're
so
just
who makes a decision like this on behalf of all horses?
I'm going to pull up the article.
Article 2 of the Treaty of Union between Scotland and England states that any Roman Catholic is officially naturally dead when it comes to succession.
We can just make him do a Tony Blair then.
Yeah, you can marry a Catholic. And yes, they have, in 2015, they decreed you can marry a Catholic and still become king.
Right. Then.
Speaking of converting, one of my favourite sentences ever is Russell Brand was baptised in the River Thames by Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
In the Thames.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Baptised in
Exactly. Yeah, look, it says here, royal aides warned the former prince it would be a bad look for him to be seen enjoying himself on horseback while under police investigation, according to The Sun.
He did do it, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because I saw photos from around the time he was arrested where he was in the, what's it called, Great Park in Windsor?
Yeah, and the horse told him to stop.
Yeah. To be fair, if Andrew listened to his advisors, he probably wouldn't be under arrest.
that's true, yeah. I remember even back in the day when he did the Newsnight thing, and apparently people were saying that he wasn't lying enough.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a very...
They said that he was, like, telling too much, like, he was saying, like, too much that was truthful.
Well, he did say his biggest downfall, like in a job interview, he said his biggest downfall was being too honest.
That's such a, yeah...
What job is that guy getting interviewed for?
Yeah.
No, I just mean it's the kind of thing.
Oh, right, yeah. Do you guys know who else has been making sure that all this Mandelson stuff comes to light?
Well, Lindsay Hoyle, by the sounds of
it. Yeah, Lindsay Hoyle.
Gordon Brown.
Yes. My favourite Prime Minister of the recent period has been doing various things. He said that we need an inquiry, which is a very British thing to do. You know, inquiry into everything. And he's been saying other stuff as well. I mean, I'm not surprised because they famously were basically hated each other for the entirety of their careers.
Jeremy Corbyn, when the Mandelson stuff came out, made basically a victory tweet saying, in my administration, we thought Mandelson was a scumbag and didn't give him any responsibility.
I mean, I saw that. I just thought it was a bit strange, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because you weren't doing it because you knew he was in the Epstein files.
No.
You did it because you didn't agree with him.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. I mean, I saw that Jeremy Corbyn even went on Politics Joe and talked exclusively about Peter Mandelson for half an hour. And it's like, hang on, mate, don't you have your own party thing that you're supposed to be plugging at the moment?
Well, to be fair, Mandelson was one of the big voices who got him kicked out of leadership of the Labour Party. So I think probably now seeing that he is just, and he has what he's done, I think it's probably just more of a victory lap for him.
Well, he did say famously when Jeremy Corbyn was leader of the Labour Party that he wakes up every single day and thinks of new ways to undermine
him. Yeah.
So, which is, you know.
But yeah, I think probably... A bit of understandable schadenfreude from old Jezza.
Yes. For Max and Liz, why has Keir Starmer been in trouble recently?
Why hasn't he been in trouble recently? So there's criticism about his plans to expand the Online Safety Act, general grumbling about the economy and interest rates. Again, his handling of the Mandelson situation.
He's going to lose a by-election tomorrow.
I'm hoping he would just resign.
Yes. Well, do you know who
most normal people don't want to change leadership just yet, at least.
Yeah.
Do you know specifically who wanted him to resign, Max?
The leader of the opposition, potentially.
Yes, her, and the leader of Scottish Labour as well.
Yeah,
Anas Sawar. He called a whole press conference telling him to go.
Get the memo along with the rest of the Labour.
I mean, Scottish Labour's policy is basically we hate English Labour and has been since time immemorial.
Is it? I mean, I thought Keir went up with Anas and was campaigning and so on.
Yeah, it's a long and boring. Yeah.
Rachel Maskell, York Central MP, also called for him to resign.
Yeah.
And I only found that out a week after the whole scandal happened. So that tells you how big that was in the news.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, she's been quite public in the sense that she's been very clear that she wants, she's kind of wanted him to go for quite a while now.
She came to the uni in September 2024, so obviously a few months after the election, and she was already bad-mouthing him, like, publicly at the uni. So,
what, were you talking about that Politics Society event?
Yeah.
Oh, I was there. Apparently, actually, a member of the Labour Club told me that when they go out campaigning with Rachel Maskell, on the leaflet, she covers Keir Starmer's face because she doesn't want people to associate her with him.
Well, it reminds me of... At the 2024 general election, the Tories leaflets didn't actually contain the Conservative Party logo. They just put vote for your local MP to like come back.
You know, because they all knew how unpopular they were. Kemi Badenoch suggested earlier, Prime Minister's Question Time, that Keir Starmer should resign. Do you know what else? I don't know. Well, I know that Charlie knows, but do you know what else she was talking about earlier today? Anyone?
Kemi Badenoch, tuition fees. There's a clip of Martin Lewis. Basically, she's been interviewed on Good Morning Britain by Yvette Cooper's husband, Ed Balls.
And very very impartial.
Impartial. And then Martin Lewis also comes in and starts shouting at her. So I thought that was great.
I didn't see that actually. I should see that.
Getting double teamed by Ed Balls and Martin Lewis.
Yeah. Have you seen Ed Balls' band with Robert Peston?
He's got a band?
Yeah.
What type of music do they make?
They don't. They just do covers.
Oh.
Yeah. It's called Centrist Dad.
Oh, my God.
And they apparently, I remember, they did like an event in like 2022 where they did God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols. And apparently Keir Starmer and Ed Miliband were both there, and apparently Keir Starmer leaned over to Ed Miliband and said, "Are we even allowed to be here?" because of what they were playing at the time. But yeah, that's the news, that Keir Starmer is under continual pressure. Everyone's telling him to resign, and he's kind of pushing people, even meat shields in front of the firing line.
I think people have been telling him to resign since August 2024.
Well, people have been telling him to resign as leader of the Labour Party since the whole Hartlepool debacle in 2021. So he has a long and storied history.
Boris was demanding he resign over the over the COVID pub incident.
Oh, yes, I remember that. That's a bit rich, isn't it, coming from Boris?
Yes, from Boris.
Amazing. But yeah, Keir Starmer is under continued pressure to resign. Charlie Infanola, who has joined Reform in recent weeks?
Robert Jenrick, who was a former Conservative MP. Same with Suella Braverman.
Will Hemmings. Rumour has it. But word on the street. Obviously, they talk about how bad the Tories messed up. And now the Tory cabinet is just slowly but surely shuffling over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Getting a slightly lighter blue rosette.
Yes.
Yeah.
In light of that, though, there are people now who have once supported Reform who now want to go to Restore Britain.
Yes.
Because of it. Because they're just like, well, it's not really going to help us. It's like, you know, it's basically a new Tory party.
Well, Will, have you cancelled your membership? Was that soon?
Well, the thing that makes me laugh about Restore Britain is that they've always made their name as similar to Reform as possible. And it reminds me of that article I wrote for the Lemon Press about Jeremy Corbyn naming what turned out to be your party, Reform the UK, in order to confuse people.
Yeah.
And I feel like they've basically just, someone's read that at, you know, in Rupert Lowe's house, because let's be honest, they don't have a headquarters. And, yeah. Has taken that as a advice or something.
It is a much better name though than Advance UK.
Yeah.
Someone compared it to a toothpaste brand. Yeah. And it, oh, that is just, yeah. But when you're talking about Jeremy Corbyn,
yeah,
it is even more confusing that Jeremy Corbyn still technically sits as an independent.
Yeah.
While Zara Sultana is a Your Party MP, but he's running to be parliamentary leader of Your Party, but not with Your Party banner, with a For the Many and then little Your Party like subtitle. Yeah.
No, well, they've got to the point now where they've now subdivided into different groups, haven't they?
Yeah. Oh, who saw that coming?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they actually have names now anyway.
Oh
great.
I don't know what Zara Sultana's one's called though.
My Party.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, because the other ones that are in there also sit as independents, don't they?
Yeah. It's only Zara Sultana.
Yeah.
And
because of the Independent Alliance, right? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
And they all left. No, sorry, she left because she thought they were being sexist or something.
Yeah, but then she basically took over. So. Yeah. But
it takes also a bit of conjugating in French, you know, Your Party, My Party, Our
Party. Yeah. Party.
You also missed and the people in the list of people, Nadeem Zahawi. He's joined as well.
We didn't miss him. No yeah. One cares. I mean, the whole thing with the Reform quote unquote shadow cabinet as well,
yeah,
is that some of their MPs were sat on the bench.
Yeah.
And not on the stage, and some of the people who aren't elected were on the stage, like Zia Yusuf. And they were expected to make Nadeem Zahawi shadow, quote unquote shadow, foreign secretary. But they didn't, and there was no shadow foreign secretary. Yeah.
Well, he's not in there to become a MP though, is he? He wants the peerage.
It's all the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
But apparently that's the reason he joined, is because he wants to be known as Lord Zahawi. And that's the reason he left the Conservatives, because they didn't give him one.
I'm surprised they didn't give him one. They'll give anyone anything. Yeah. I mean, Grant Shapps got a knighthood, which is crazy.
Did he?
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's not in the House of Lords, actually.
Should be in.
And there aren't any cupboards big enough for him.
what was his fake name again?
There's like five,
right.
Genuinely. I think, I don't want to say any of them in case they're wrong.
Okay. I just remember that. What's that? Do you remember that Channel 4 guy? With the microphone, he used to basically just go up to politicians and harass them until they walked away.
That's describing a lot of people.
Yeah.
I can't remember. There was a specific reporter, and I remember he just used to shout abuse at people in the hope that they'd come over and answer his questions. And with Grant Shapps, I remember he went through the list of names to see if he would respond to any of them, and he kind of came over and just laughed and walked away.
Treat him like a lost cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Fluffy?
Yeah.
No.
He is a bit like that. The one that confused me the most of all of them is the Suella Braverman one.
I mean, it didn't for me, because her husband's very vocally Reform.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I just know that Nigel has been dissing her for ages.
I mean, he was dissing Jenrick for ages.
Yeah, he has no principles. He will just do anything he thinks will give him power.
Well, he famously said, never trust a Tory.
Yeah.
And he seems to be trusting several of them.
Yeah.
What's happened to Reform's position for the next election, according to bookmakers?
They are no longer favourites to win.
Yes.
They are either tied or below Labour.
Yeah. No, so Labour is projected to win the most amount of seats, but not necessarily win the election outright. And it's because of Restore Britain apparently sapping all of their vote away.
It's splitting the vote of the right, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hardcore.
I mean, it does make sense, though. If people turn away from the Conservatives after 14 years and go to Reform, and then all the Tories follow them, they're going to keep moving.
Mm. Yeah, it's like there is a... Is it Lemmerstone or something? There was an old myth that that certain stones could draw out poison, and Reform is basically that for the Conservative Party.
Yeah, I mean, it is quite funny, though, because it's like the only like solid blow that Keir can even land in PMQs these days. It's just like, oh, all your MPs have left, you know, to Kemi.
We've kind of got the Conservative soft right, harder Reform and then Restore. Although I take issue with your fact that Reform and Restore are quite different concepts. Restore suggests that we're going back to a point that we used to have, whereas reform suggests we're going to change everything fundamentally.
Yeah, so, but but equally, I would say that reform is quite a backwards-looking thing. Because, like, in their
policies, might be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, their whole image, though, like, their party political broadcast was just Nigel Farage talking about World War II whilst fishing.
Nigel Farage, famous World War II veteran.
Yeah.
I mean, they want to keep a lot of the stuff and just change. There was a thing about Jenrick talking about how we need to keep the OBR, and he sent his speech on it to George Osborne. And it's like, oh, we're just getting the same thing again.
Yeah. I mean, that was what my seminar tutor said last Thursday, because he was listening to Jenrick on the radio, apparently, and he said that he sounded like Rachel Reeves, because it was just like the same kind of thing, where it's just like spending the bits.
Keir Starmer sounds like Rachel Reeves.
Again, they all sound like each other.
Again, reform has no principles. They're not a right-wing or left-wing party. They're a party of power-hungry people.
I mean, their policies make no sense, but that's another thing. I mean, they just want to nationalise, like, whatever, whilst also, like, cutting loads of tax. Like, what?
I love the game where it's Nigel Farage or Jeremy Corbyn, though.
Yeah,
and is that like, a game?
Yeah, yeah. They made Richard Tice play it, and he was getting most of them wrong. it'd be like, we need to nationalise the waterways. And then it was like, oh, that's obviously Corbyn. And it was Farage. Quite a fun little game.
Tice is the one that funds it all, isn't he?
I think he was. But I think Zia Yusuf has come in. And
oh, right.
Is he, one of the big criticisms of reform is that it's kind of 50-50. At least the shares were or still are 50-50 Farage and Zia Yusuf, who bought them for like 200K.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Well, because I remember on an earlier episode of the show in first year, we were saying that they were going to, quote, professionalise and take it out of, like a private ownership and, like, give it back to the members or something.
I think...
But I don't think they have done.
They might have technically moved from, LTD to, a limited company to something else, but I don't think...
Right, okay.
But, I mean, that was one of the big criticisms that they kicked Rupert Lowe out for, is he was like, we promised we're going to democratise, we haven't democratised. We're kind of a cult around Farage. And Farage was like... I'm not having that.
Yeah.
The first rule of the cult is you cannot question the cult leader.
Wasn't the official reason that he like abused someone or something?
They said that. I think, I don't know if the investigation actually found anything or if it was in his offices or, but Nigel Farage came out last week and basically
said he sacked him.
Yeah, he said he sacked him for talking about mass deportations and he didn't want to talk about mass deportations.
But Farage has talked about mass deportations.
How dare they talk about our flagship policy?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure there were candidates in 2024 election who got kicked out of reform for citing reform manifesto. But they were like, don't say it out loud because it sounds bad.
Yeah.
I mean, oh God.
This is the party which not a year ago was receiving money from Elon Musk, was it?
I don't think, no.
Yeah, I don't think he actually ever gave them any money. Yeah.
They had a meeting with Elon Musk. And Elon Musk was like, I might give them money. And he thought about it. And he then tweeted, I remember, it was the start of the new year. He went, Nigel Farage is awful. Everyone needs to leave reform.
He now supports Restore Britain. Mm.
Yeah. Has he like publicly supported them, Dino?
Yes, I believe so. He tweeted that they must win the next election.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I was just going to say, because he's previously been very supportive of Rupert Lowe.
Yeah, he's a person.
Yeah, he is a person.
No, he's not even really a person.
He's kind of half a person.
Yeah.
He's 20% maybe.
Yeah.
Well, all of the big tech guys just look weird. I mean, there's one of them that's trying to like live forever.
Oh, him, yes.
And, oh, yeah, Brian Johnson.
And he just looks... I mean, to live forever, the main thing is stay out of the sunlight. So they all look kind of like
he is
alien.
Literally becoming a vampire. He drinks blood. He stays out of the sunlight.
Yeah, no, he did a blood transfusion with his teenage son, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah.
He is just becoming a vampire.
No, that is genuinely... I'm not even making that up, by the way. Because he was like, I need young blood. Keep me young.
Yeah. Oh, my God. People are... delusional. Insane.
Yeah, it works for Dracula.
And he's had like loads of like weird plastic surgery as well.
Yeah.
And he keeps like saying like he's like in his like 40s and he's saying like his biological age is like 20 something.
He's in his 40s and he looks sort of in his mid 40s.
Oh.
Wait, let me see. Oh, yeah. No, his face just looks so weird. What the hell?
Yeah.
This is great for everyone that's watching this on television.
Yeah, all our live viewers on television.
Yeah, well, anyone can Google Brian Johnson, not the lead singer of AC/DC. Peter Thiel just looks strange as well.
Yeah, Peter Thiel is, I'm convinced he hears voices. I think the comparison is so obviously he runs Palantir, and the best comparison is Denethor after he goes insane from seeing being deceived by the Palantir.
I mean, I think we should invite him to York to do his lectures on the Antichrist.
Yeah, we need to hear his opinions on the Antichrist, which honestly describes him better than anyone else.
No, basically, I remember there was a piece about a journalist managed to infiltrate one of them.
Yeah.
And they basically said that his vision of the Antichrist just sounds remarkably like Greta Thunberg.
Yeah.
Because it's like a young, like, anti-tech person who, like, is big on the environment.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the actual biblical Antichrist is someone who Christians inexplicably love, despite the fact he espouses no Christianity.
Yeah, I feel like no one really likes Peter Thiel, to be honest.
No.
Anyway, did you see about him, the controversy with Wes Streeting and Palantir?
No, I always know Wes Streeting's trying to shove the knife in Keir. Yeah. And there's always rumours that Keir's going to kick him out, but it never quite happens.
Yeah, I mean, because there's something to do with the NHS using Palantir for something or other. But I think they've been doing that for a long time anyway.
Yeah.
But this is in spite of the fact that Peter Thiel doesn't like universal healthcare because he believes it creates dependence. Yeah. That's his views on it.
Did you hear what the founder of OpenAI was saying the other day?
No.
People complain that using up the world's fresh water supply, but like it takes 20 years of food to train a human, so it's like, Jesus Christ, this man, he's not human.
No, I saw his
lizard.
I saw his thing where like he was like, yeah, we might destroy like the planet, but all of our companies will make a lot of money doing it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, mate, come on now.
Yeah.
We all know your priorities.
I was reading Jurassic Park recently, and there's a brilliant line in it, which is from Ian Malcolm. It's, scientific knowledge is like a form of inherited wealth, and you know what congenital assholes rich people are.
Yeah. I mean, in the film he says just because you could doesn't mean you should, right?
Yeah. In the book he's a lot angrier.
Oh, is he? Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's surprising. I thought Jeff Goldblum would have been angrier in the film.
Yeah.
At the end of the national news round, Charlie and Finola have 4 points as opposed to Max and Liz's 3. Moving swiftly on to the international news round. For Max and Liz, what trouble has Trump been in recently?
This is a joke, right?
The Supreme Court, I think.
Yeah. Supreme Court struck down his tariffs.
It just gives me this sort of hope that theoretically the most powerful man in the world can be stopped.
Yeah,
that was just kind of the news I needed.
He also gave a press conference in which he insisted multiple times he wasn't gay.
Did he?
Yeah. And his State of the Union, he claimed to have witnessed a flood in Texas he was objectively not there for.
Oh my God. But yeah, the Supreme Court one, it was... Is there a difference between an import tax and tariffs? Or are they basically the same thing in practice?
A tariff is an import tax.
Oh, right, okay. And they struck down his plans for them. However, he just introduced a 10% global tariff on everyone anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the argument was that only Congress has the power to levy taxes, so he couldn't. And so he's basically... he's added a 15% tariff, basically, and it will take another year for the Supreme Court to strike it down.
Oh, yeah.
He must be quite sad because aren't most of the Supreme Court appointed during most of them are his mates.
He has so there are 9 people on the Supreme Court. 6 of them will do whatever he tells them.
But the voting against him was 6-3.
Yeah,
wasn't
3
it?
Of them defected to the 3 of them sided
reform.
Against him.
Defected to reform.
Yeah.
But I thought that was quite interesting. Also, he did a press conference. In that press conference, he basically was just like, oh, they're awful.
Yeah, he's...
I'm sorry, I've just remembered. Trump ran or either was like in cahoots with the actual Reform Party in the US in 2000.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he was, yeah.
Just thought I'd throw that in there,
well,
fun fact.
He was... he almost ran on a Libertarian Party ticket. In when was it 2024?
He tried to run as a Democrat in the 2000s, I think.
Yeah, but he almost ran on a Libertarian ticket because he wasn't sure that the Republicans would let him back in.
He went to their national conference and said, "You're going to get 3% of the vote. What are you doing? You're wasting your time. Back me." I don't know why they invited him.
Yeah, wasn't he booed off the stage there?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Famous Libertarian Donald Trump, who introduced lockdown and vaccines to Americans.
Yeah. Have you seen the video of RFK and Kid Rock trying their best to look like they work out?
God. I mean, this guy, Kid Rock, man.
Yeah, Kid Rock is...
What a man. I mean, he did the Turning Point USA halftime show, didn't
he?
Which nobody watched.
I was going to say, Kid Rock, he's like uber-republicanism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even think he's like uber-republican. I just think he's uber-Trump.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
To be honest. Like, because I watched a good video about this recently. And it's basically like, he wasn't actually a Republican for ages. And even if he was like a pretty like consensus guy. Because he like supported like Mitt Romney in like 2012. But like ever since, he's just like clearly like a just Trump guy.
Right.
Like, he just likes Trump for whatever reason.
Like the late Scott Adams.
Yeah, and let me think. Oh, Kanye.
Ah, yes, Kanye.
He used to like Trump.
And now Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she got the Trump card.
Yay. Yeah. Whatever that entitles her to.
I think it entitles her to... I don't think it's even citizenship.
No, because they can't grant citizenship like that.
No.
I was just going to say, did you guys see the new outfit that she was repping? Nicki Minaj. She, like, so different to what she would wear at her concerts and stuff. Just very traditional, trad wife.
When the Grammys, she was basically tweeting about how God was going to smite down all of the presenters because they were making jokes about her.
Oh, my God. I mean, did you see that image of her holding Trump's hand?
Yeah.
with the acrylic nails. That's so funny. I wonder what he was thinking in that moment. What was going through his head?
I think he lost the ability to think some time ago.
Yeah. What happened with the Melania film?
Nothing happened. No one went to see it. It was a pathetic failure. I think, wasn't it like two tickets were sold? No one went to opening weekend in the UK, and then it was one person went to the opening night in the UK, and then two people went next week.
Well, I know that noted film critic and person I just generally like, Mark Kermode, he went to see it because somebody emailed into his show and said that they would donate £50 to charity if he did, and went and reviewed it.
Yeah, well, allegedly Trump aligned interest were paying people $50 to go and buy a ticket so they could claim it made more than it did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, allegedly.
That doesn't surprise me. Have you seen all the issues they've had with songs as well?
Yeah. They keep getting cease and desist letters.
I mean, it's like been a constant feature of Trump's like whole thing.
I mean, so politicians, well, it's mainly politicians in the US have a collective. It's a very well-known thing that politicians in the United States will use songs without asking people. It's just that so many people hate Trump that it's more they will actually take action with it. So when like someone like Obama would use a song without permission, it was like, I don't really like it. But whereas it's Trump, it's like, no, he is not getting away with this.
Yeah, no, I know like Neil Young and like people like that, just like, and the estate of late great Tom Petty.
Yeah.
As well, like completely like blocked Trump from using any of this stuff.
Yeah.
But I think they like used it in the film.
Yeah.
And it will have to be like edited out of like subsequent versions, like re-releases and stuff. Yeah. But it did actually make some money in the UK. According to Box Office Mojo, it made $45,136 in the UK.
Wow.
Great. But speaking of people that don't like Trump, did you know that there was a campaign for loads of people to buy an erotic novel on Amazon, also called Melania, so that it was at the top of the search engine. And there was also a campaign to watch a 2020 Michelle Obama documentary instead.
Yeah, wasn't it to get to the top of the like streaming charts or something? Mm.
Mm. But I mean, I would have much preferred if this Melania movie was just full out propaganda rather than a documentary. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen the documentary, who knows? No. But I would rather like a fictional, you know, like the Apprentice movie they did on Trump.
Yeah.
That, but it was quite good, Trump producing it, where it's like, he's fully good.
I think Hitler and Goebbels actually did have this argument. They were, obviously, the Nazis produced a lot of propaganda films, and Goebbels was convinced that they should make drama films portraying Jews as evil, and Hitler thought they should be making documentaries. And the mainly two examples are The Eternal Jew and Jew Strauss. And basically, one was a documentary and one was a drama film. And the drama film won, basically was the most popular film of the year, and no one went to see the other one.
Oh my God. I would like to say that the Lemon Press and Have I Got Lemons For You are not insinuating that Republicans are the same as Nazis.
No, just about propaganda.
Yes, of course. Yeah, did you... What's happened with after the release of the Epstein files in the States?
Nothing. They don't exist. What are you talking
Bugger
about?
All.
I mean...
we still talking about this guy? Oh, come on, man.
Wasn't Trump, like, violently just, like, saying, nuh-uh?
He claimed multiple times that they completely exonerated him and they did nothing of the sort.
Was the woman who was talking about look at the stock market going up, was that to do with the Epstein files?
Yes, it was. It was basically, why are we focusing on that when the Dow is above 50,000?
Is that good?
The Dow Jones, I think, is the average of all, basically, how good, it's basically the measure of how good the stock market is doing. So
is 50,000 good?
Yes, it's very high.
Oh, right. I'm surprised it is that high, to be honest, considering all of his strange economic policies.
Basically, investors figured out early last year that 98% of what Trump does can be ignored.
Yeah, no, I remember there was like a full-on like meltdown. Yeah. When he announced the tariffs.
Yeah.
Mainly because I remember my dad was like, this is the time to invest, because there was like, everything was like crashing down. And because after Trump announced all the tariffs and stuff, like all the stock markets across the world basically crashed overnight.
So if I get I have the Apple stock tracker, I'll get the... 10-year average. So in 2021, it was at 34,000.
Oh, right. Okay.
And in 2016, it was at 20,000.
Oh, wow. Okay, 50,000 is good then.
Yeah, and when records begin, it was only 3,000.
Oh, right.
I think we should say legally that please don't make any investment choices based on
anything.
This
is not financial advice.
And you can lose money as well as make money.
Yeah. Never invest more than you're willing to lose.
Yeah.
I think you should invest in the Trump phone.
There's so much Trump merch, and I'm always surprised as soon as I find out about it, it's already sold out.
Well, the Trump phone hasn't even, like, is, I think it's already sold out before they've even created one.
There's only one app, it's Truth Social.
Yeah.
No, the Trump phone, have you seen like the, because they haven't actually created it yet, the proposed design.
Is it just an AI like slop post?
No, it's like a gold, it's a gold phone.
Yeah, it's tacky. It is really tacky.
And it's not called the Trump phone, it's called the T1.
Yeah.
T1, like a robot.
Yeah, like a Terminator, yeah. And they've consistently, they've taken everyone's money for pre-orders. And they've consistently, failed to. Yeah, it's horrible. they've consistently failed to actually deliver any of them so far, I think.
Yeah, they've not delivered anything.
But yeah, Trump has done loads of merch because he did the Trump trainers, didn't he?
Yeah, the one I remember is Trump cologne. And I think there was a foreign official, like state official visiting, and he just sprayed it on him. He went, this cologne's great. You want some for your wife? Like,
He did the Trump guitar as well.
Did he?
Yeah,
he did the Trump guitar, yeah.
And I can't remember any of the other ones. He did the Trump Bible, didn't he?
Yeah, the Trump Bible.
Didn't he do a hat, but with like Trump, like, I forgot what year it was, but it was well past when he was meant to be gone. I just forgot what year. What was it?
Yeah.
No, I know the current one is like the red MAGA hat that just says like 45-47 on it.
It should be 45,47, I want to point out.
Or dash.
Yeah. Well, no, because dash implies he was 46.
Yeah. But yeah, that guy's a strange man. He will literally sell anything though.
Yeah. I want to point out that if you Google Trump phone, the first thing which comes up is about the hockey team incident. So obviously the US hockey team. So the USA men's and women's hockey team basically I think they both won gold at the Winter Olympics. And Trump called the hockey, called the men's hockey team and made an insulting joke about the women's hockey team. And they invited both teams to the State of the Union, to which the women's hockey team said no. And I believe that they, the women's hockey team, have been instead celebrating with Flavor Flav, or however you say it.
Yeah, no, Flavor Flav. He loves women's sports, genuinely. He funded the USA women's water polo team when they got all their funding cut. And he's done various things like that. The mayor of Knoxville also invited the women's hockey team to come and visit and celebrate something or other with him instead of Trump.
Am I old? Who is Flavor Flav?
No, he's old.
Yeah, he is old.
He's not. He sounds like an influencer. Yeah. It sounds like one of those streamers.
I believe. I know he's younger than older than Mike Pence.
Yeah, he's from Public Enemy. You know Public Enemy, Chuck D?
No.
Oh my God. This man has clearly never watched a Spike Lee film in his life.
No.
It's disgusting.
Boo. Throw him off the podcast.
Yeah. Do you really not know it?
I know. I've heard of Spike Lee.
Right, okay. Yeah,
he was born in 1959. He's 66 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, a few years before me then.
Yeah. Just a few. Yeah. But he's the guy that walks around with a massive clock.
What? I've never seen this man before in my life.
That's his whole thing. He walks around with a big clock.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah.
Yes, a big clock, just to make this clear.
Yeah.
C-L-O-C-K.
Extremely clear for all listeners. Also, he opened a chicken restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah. It failed, obviously, but he did open one at some point. Some fried chicken place.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the news that Trump has been in lots of trouble with both the Supreme Court. Well, Not just the Supreme Court, but also the women's hockey team who won gold in the Winter Olympics, and the general public for his whole thing with the Epstein files.
Did you see that Gallup have stopped collecting data on presidential approval because Trump's polling data is now so low?
Well, didn't he threaten to sue?
Yeah.
Sue someone because they said
he consistently threatens people who say that he doesn't have high approval ratings, and he's now gotten so low that they've stopped collecting it because they're afraid of him.
Yeah, I think he didn't try and like sue the New York Times or something.
Yeah,
for a poll
he's probably tried to sue the New York Times on multiple occasions.
I think he has, to be honest.
Didn't he try to sue the BBC not so long ago?
He is still trying to sue the BBC. Still.
Is that an ongoing lawsuit?
Yeah, that is ongoing.
Do we know what jurisdiction he filed it in? After all,
I believe it's still Florida.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know how the BBC is going to afford to pay out if he wins. Because how much? Doesn't he want a billion?
Yeah, he wants a billion. I want to see how he would try and collect it if he wins.
He'd have to do what the BBC do and go around knocking on old people's doors.
Just get TV licensing to send us billion spam letters.
Yeah, no, he would divert the US armed forces from Iran to Britain.
Invest heavily in those TV detector vans that don't exist.
The man that sits outside and watches your satellite or whatever.
Yeah.
Employed by Trump Enterprises or whatever his company's called.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Anyway, that's the end of the international news round.
What was the answer to the consequences as a result of the release of the Epstein files?
Well, the consequences are that nothing.
Yeah, nothing has happened.
Right.
Because no one's done anything about it.
Yeah.
I think someone cancelled something to do with Bill Gates, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Nothing ever happened. That was the answer I was going to go for.
Yeah.
And if someone asked me to speak at the conference instead.
No, but I don't think anything apart from that's happened. I don't think there's been any real sense of like consequence.
No.
Because I've just seen all the Americans say that we're doing it properly.
Yeah.
Because we're actually arresting people. But which is more than they've done, I would say. Because I can't think of a single person that's been arrested over there.
Well, the ones that have been arrested over here, is there going to be any justice, really?
They weren't even arrested for what they did.
No.
They were arrested for everything but...
I would like to make clear, on the Peter Mandelson stuff, there's absolutely no suggestion that he...
Actually, the two people arrested, no one has been charged of anything yet. So
yeah.
Yes. They've been arrested on suspicion of... Yeah. However, the Peter Mandelson thing, I would say that there is no evidence to suggest that he did like anything with Ireland or whatever.
I do also want to add that in sometimes in very controversial cases they will basically arrest someone for a more easily provable charge than like Al Capone famously was imprisoned for tax fraud despite being a mob boss for many years.
There's no suggestion of the Mandelson thing. I think the Andrew one is like more up in the air, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think that's just because, like, as you say, I think it would just be easier to nail him for whatever, because the emails are like there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, we don't know, like, what he was doing with Jeff and the boys.
No. But there was also pictures.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, that one of him, like, on all fours is crazy.
Yes. Like, I don't know. Just something genuinely, like, it's really f-ing horrible. Like, it's just like, I don't know. It just gives me chills.
The whole thing's awful, obviously.
It's horrible, yeah.
I mean, like, I've seen, like, so many people, like, so depressed because of Noam Chomsky. Because of, like, how involved he was, for example.
Yeah.
And, like, how his, like, whole thing was, like, he's, like, a left-wing, like, socialist thinker.
I do linguistics, and a lot of foundational linguistics was done by Noam Chomsky in the 50s and 60s. And so whenever he's brought up now, it's basically, yes, we're ignoring all the stuff he did with Epstein and just focusing on the work he did in the 60s.
Yeah, I would also suggest, say with him, I don't think there's any suggestion of, like, any, like, sexual wrongdoing there. It's just the fact that he, like, continued
more
to associate with him. Equally, I would say that his wife, because Noam Chomsky can no longer speak or, like, basically communicate anymore because he had a huge stroke a few years ago, said that they weren't aware of the charges against him, but, you know, it's just kind of negligent because he was giving them money. Like, he was giving, like, Noam Chomsky, like, I don't even know, like, 200K or something. And, like, he was giving, like, him, like financial advice on, like, the estates of his children or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the whole thing's all extremely depressing. Anyway, moving on to the campus round. Finola, just so you know, this is a fill in the blanks round. So, yeah, just fill in the blanks. The first one is two roles to be cut.
Chancellor and Vice Chancellor.
Heather wouldn't like that.
Heather would not like that. Go to the designer. Pull more shopping spree that she enjoys.
Get the Hermes belt. Is that how it's pronounced? I think it is. We had this debate before. Anyway.
It's going to be something that actually does something, isn't it? It's never going to be one of the roles that we don't need. Yeah. It's going to be something really helpful. And like, as soon as I go like to use it, they're going to be like, oh, no, we cut that last year.
Like what?
environmental officer?
I have no idea.
Well, it was in reference to those two sabbatical officers who have had their positions abolished.
Oh, never mind.
The union development officer and the activities the equality and inclusion officer.
What did the union development officer actually do?
So I actually am qualified to answer this because I work with her quite closely. She is basically I don't know why they didn't call the role this. It's basically to do with sustainability.
Okay.
So in terms of like environmental obviously, but also like other things like that.
Are they the people who always go around promising to build a second bar on East, or is that Union Affairs?
I'm sure that's probably Union Affairs. It sounds like something Lewis Parry would do.
Yeah.
To be honest. I remember last year actually when people were complaining that he doesn't look presidential enough.
Yeah.
Because some people who should not be named said to me that he doesn't look presidential enough. He looks like someone you'd see out on a night out in Salvos. I suppose that's part of his appeal.
Yeah. Well, they did just see him on a night out in Salvos.
NPC comment, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
You see, with two roles cut, that's what, 25K times two, so £50,000. You might have to build a bar on ease for that money. So maybe we'll see.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, it's not a great sign, though, is it?
No.
No, but with £50,000, you could also pay the £30,000 NUS joining fee.
Oh, is it really that?
Part of. Yeah, well, people say it's quite expensive, but I think it's about a few percent of the union's annual revenue. So ours is about 6 million, so 10% of that would be 600,000. So 5% would be 300. I don't know. So it's just very small. It's less than 1%. So I don't think it's that much. But
yeah,
you know, it's controversial, isn't it? So
it sounds like, isn't that basically Charlie Jeffrey's salary? Because he's paid
50,000. No.
I'm saying like 300k.
That's not the NUS Jewish the NUS joy the NUS participation fee affiliation fee. That's what
participation fee is crazy.
Affiliation fee.
Yeah.
Yeah, it costs us 30k as a union, roughly. I'm guessing about 1% of our revenue.
Okay. Maybe.
Or just under. I think it's 0.5%. Anyway, yeah.
Speaking of, referendum on.
Rejoining the EU, why not?
I'm sure Ed Davey would love that.
Yeah.
It's a referendum of whether we'll re-affiliate to the NUS.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I've spoiled that one.
No, it's fine.
I was trying to think of a funny answer.
Oh, right.
You're not affiliated with the NUS?
Well, they took us out of it a bit anti-democratically, didn't they? Oh.
Yeah, they did. I was going to write an article for the Lamb Press, and then it got too political, so I decided not to write it because I was very angry.
Yeah, because basically...
They decided to give us the choice.
Yeah, so basically they held a referendum on it in 2023 where not enough people voted. And so... Sorry?
Or said in a more eloquent way, they did not reach quorum.
Yes, they did not, yeah.
Of 5%, which is quite low.
Yeah, and then was it the SU committee or something, just decided to take us out?
I think the SU, the SABs basically weren't very happy, but the trustee board ultimately agreed to take us out anyway, which I think is a little
bit cool,
because they didn't consult. I understand that the majority of the SU trustee board is elected, but, you know, it is a student issue. It's not called the union. It's not called the National Union of Student Unions. It's called the National Union of Students. And therefore, I do think it should be a student decision, ultimately, whether or not you agree with it. I think the reason for taking us out was fair enough, but ultimately, a student decision, in my opinion.
Yeah. What was it?
If we don't have a quorum, then the union has to work harder to get us engaged.
Was it Thatcher said, perhaps the late Lord Attlee was right that referendums are the tools of dictators and weak politicians.
Did she say that?
Something
she had a lot of admiration for Cameron Attlee, actually, which is quite interesting. The next one is university/ support for.
Everything all the time.
Ducks. We're getting rid of all the ducks on campus. We can't afford to feed them anymore.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Derwent College. Getting rid of Derwent once and for all.
Is this about the cutting student services and counselling services and that sort of thing?
It's about slashing support for student societies.
Yeah. Oh.
Through the, basically making the youth fund applications like increasingly absurd and opaque.
Oh yeah, so it's like... you have to provide 5 beneficiaries and jump through 3 burning hoops.
Yeah. It was a group of student organisations applied for the autumn round of youth fund and they were just automatically rejected.
Yeah.
In spite of the fact that they actually met all of the criteria and able to get in there. Do you actually know what youth fund is, by the way, Charlene? You look confused.
I know. There was a thing in news. They give the societies money, and I think they're halving it, aren't they?
Yeah, no, so they went from 2 a year, so there'll be 2 rounds of funding a year, so one in the autumn and then one next summer, and then they, or is it, was it that, Max? I can't remember.
It was that, so there were at least two of these funding rounds. That the youth fund comes from generally alumni students and the occasional sort of wealthy philanthropist that wants to give back to the university that educated them so well. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know they had actually reduced the frequency of it. So if they actually reduced the overall budget, or
I don't know if they've reduced the overall budget. I know for sure that they've reduced.
Well, I'm not sure you can say university slash support.
Listen,
just making that point.
Listen, the SU has to approve everything.
No, I don't think it is. The SU has got any control over this, especially now they haven't got a CEO that's mysteriously vanished.
They do. They have two.
The youth fund is a university thing, not a student union.
I'm saying that they had to approve the headline.
Oh, well,
for it to be published,
it's inaccurate, I think.
Well, the SU didn't have a problem with that.
Is there someone I can speak to who's in charge of sort of print media that can
Yeah, I wonder who that guy would be. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You have been making yourself look too bad in your recent editions.
At the end of the show, both teams are tied with a score of 4-4. Thanks for everyone for coming on. Thank you very much, Max. I know you've been quite busy recently. And as usual, if any listeners want to get involved, contact us via our email or our Instagram page. And we hope to be back reasonably soon.
Always a pleasure, never a chore.
You're welcome.
Yay.
Bye.
Yep, bye.
Thank you.